This Friday night, live on Drive 105, kickoff 7:45. Drogheda United host Derry City. On the line now, I have got Mark Connolly, Derry City captain. And Mark, thank you first of all for joining me. Drogheda is a tough place to go. How do you view the challenge they pose, especially on a tight pitch and in front of a vocal home support?
Yeah, Drogheda, whether they're home or away, they're a very, very difficult team to play against. In fact, we played them not so long ago and we lost 3-1, which I think for 60 minutes we were in complete control, 1-0 up, and unfortunately we got a man sent off and we've conceded two set pieces and a long throw. So that was a really, really disappointing night. And I think we've got to bounce back from that. So we know Friday night's going to be extremely difficult. It's like you said, it's a really, really tight pitch. They're a team that's sort of up there. They're up there for a reason. They've got some good players. They have a good manager. They're set up really well, work extremely hard. So you never go to Drogheda and it's never an easy game. So we need to make sure we're at it. If we keep doing what we've been doing and the work rate from all the boys, which has been incredible recently, if we can keep that up, I don't think we'll be too far away Friday.
They've kept more clean sheets than almost anyone apart from St. Patrick's Athletic. What makes them difficult to break down and how important will patience and game management be on Friday?
They get into a really solid low block at times. They've obviously played with a back five and their midfielders and their forward players that work extremely hard in front of that. So yeah, you have to be patient. You have to move the ball, try and pull them out. And it will take time. It could take the whole game to get a goal, but you have to make sure that you're solid yourself at the back, because they pose a threat on the break. They sit in and wait for you to make a mistake and then they try and catch you. So listen, it's going to be difficult. I think with us as a team, we're sort of coming together and understanding what we're strong at and what we're good at. So this week will be focused mainly on what we're good at and what we can do to try and beat Drogheda.
You've set very high standards for yourself over the last couple of years at Derry City, and in the early season, a lot of players, including yourself, there were suggestions about form wasn't quite at the level that whenever you started the season or what was expected. Was that just part of trying to find your natural rhythm, or was there something that wasn't quite clicking for you at that point?
I would say just a rhythm of obviously I always back myself in what I have and what I can bring to the football club. And at the start, obviously, again, there's been some performances that probably weren't up to where I would envision being, but also a lot of new things that happened, a lot of new your players, and I think at the start there was a lot of new partnerships you're playing with. So at the moment now, sort of a settled team at the moment, and you're kind of getting used to players and how they play and the way the manager wants to do things, and he's been very, very demanding on how he wants to do things and standards and fitness levels and everything. And I think now you can kind of see we're getting to that part. But no, yeah, just a rhythm of getting playing. And like you said, I do set high standards of myself and obviously probably demanding from everyone else also, because I just want to see everyone do well. And we've got such a great group of boys. Honestly, the dressing room we have is amazing. No bad fellas in that dressing room. And you just want to see everyone do well and be successful. And the priority, obviously, for myself and the players and the staff is that Derry City's successful, because it's a football club that hasn't won a league in 27, 28 years, which is far, far too long. The club itself, it's definitely pushing forward, and this season I'm really, really hope that we can get as close as we can to winning the league.
Has the captaincy changed your mindset or how you would go about your role within the squad?
I always would have envisioned myself to sort of be one of them ones that a so-called leader, if you want to say. But no, I always was just trying to demand from everyone else. And I know sometimes whenever you're demanding all the time, it can get quite repetitive and people can get a wee bit annoyed and when you're shouting at people. But the main thing for me is that I just want all the lads that are playing for the team to do as well as they can. And they've so much potential, and I'm always demanding from them. Brian and everyone, these boys are top players and top people. And the good thing now as well with the manager, since he's come in as well, he's demanding for me as well. He's sort of keeping me on my toes and he's wanting me to push on. And if you're ever sort of switching off, he's there to remind you to keep pushing and keep driving the boys. But I wouldn't say I've changed. I think you take a step back and you see things a lot clearer now, and you're trying to figure out what's the best way to sort of help the boys and help the team and for this football club to push forward. And like I said, like it's the old saying of there's no player or no person bigger than a football club, and that's such a true saying. The priority for us and myself being the captain is that we just want to see Derry City successful, and we need to do absolutely everything we can.
You've put together a strong run of form, as you've mentioned, 3 wins on the trot. How important is it to carry that momentum into these away games and show that consistency, especially in places where points are traditionally hard to come by?
Yeah, massive. I think obviously barring the recent form away to Waterford, I think away to Cork there on Friday was a massive win, because it's not an easy place to go to. Boys showed great character. The work rate from the boys, especially the midfielders, the forward player and the boys that came on has been incredible. And then we also had a very, very good result away to Galway, which is not been an easy place for us to go to over the years. So we've shown that we can do it. We've shown that we have a different side to us if we need to roll our sleeves up and dig in. So yeah, we're going to need all that on Friday, and I'm sure every player will be needed once again, because the manager, to be fair, has utilised the whole squad and he's changed it up and kept boys fresh, and the boys that maybe haven't started that have come on from the bench have made a massive difference. So everyone will be needed on Friday.
Mark, thank you very much for your time. Greatly appreciated, and thank you for answering all our questions. Don't forget, Friday night, Drive 105 on FM, DAB and online. Drogheda United versus Derry City. The countdown to kickoff starts at 7 p.m. and I'll be presenting that live from Brandywell Stadium, where Derry City Women will be hosting Cliftonville Ladies. And then 7:45, live commentary of Drogheda United versus Derry City, brought to you by Michael Keeley, Dermot Liddy and Tom O'Connor, who will also be on hand.